Hello everyone, it's Yana here with June's Win, and it's the 1st of June today, which means it's the beginning of AudioMo, and I've had the crazy idea that I might just try and do that this year. I'm sitting out in the garden at the moment, and the birds are quite vocal, and there's SM2N, and it means, 1st of June, yes, beginning of AudioMo, International Children's Day. Not that we did anything special for that. The last day of the half term as well. And I don't know. I don't think it's been quite such a busy half term. We had some things on. we finally finished off all the work in the house, so... Henry's got his own room now. I think it just needs a few pictures up. So just the finishing touches, but it's got the furniture in. We did that at the beginning of the week. We went on another trip to IKEA to buy a few bits and bobs. And while we were there, we met up with a friend. So that was lovely. And I took the children to the Roald Dahl Museum in Great Missenden. And anyone who's in Buckinghamshire and who's got children who like reading Roald Dahl, I would say somewhere between maybe the ages of 7 and 10, roundabout, I would guess. It's a lovely museum. It's not very big, but it's got all the bits that you would expect. It's got lots of insight into the stories and where the inspiration for stories came from, and lots of interactive things, lots about creative writing and storytelling, and also lots about the life of Roald Dahl. So I can thoroughly recommend that. It's also got a rather well-stocked gift shop, which is slightly unavoidable, unfortunately, as is in many museums. But staff are really friendly as well, so it's really nice. What else did we do? Well, the usual things that we do during the week, if they're still running in half term. And then we also did a lot of reacting, and the kids made up their own stories and just sort of played around the house in the garden if the weather allowed. I think we've had some of the most shocking weather in May that I can remember. It's pretty much just been rain, and you guessed it, rain again. But I thought it wouldn't be a worse thing if the kids can recharge their batteries. Unfortunately, they still seem rather tired. I've heard from other parents with children of a similar age that they seem to be the same. So I do wonder whether it's, at night they can't sleep because it's light so much longer. And even though both of ours have a blackout blind, that doesn't seem to make much of a difference. And then they're up again at the crack of dawn, or rather, so 6 o'clock, something like that. So I don't think they're getting enough sleep. And and then having exciting days, it's very tiring as well. But I hope they've recharged enough for the last leg of the journey, the second half of the summer term. Yeah, I think I'm tired too. It's also getting rather too chilly to sit outside, to be honest. So I think the air is still quite cold. It's just quite nice in the sun. And this was since last Sunday, this was the first nice day today. That's it pretty much. So yes, we'll see if I keep up AudioMo. if I can think of something worthwhile to say every day, then I will. And if I get around to it. Right. For now, thank you very much for listening. And I'll speak to you all soon, hopefully. Bye for now.